For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We'll get to Bills Thrills in a second. Before that, a shout-out to our friends in Holdridge. Chris at Score One Smokin'. He's the guy that has all your barbecuing needs this summer. And year-round, really, if you want a barbecue. ScoreOneSmokin.com. Rubs, sauces, all the like there. He can help you win competitions or just be the hero of your barbecue. He's the man.
Talked to Chris yesterday, and obviously we know we had the live stream when Shin Daddy brought the smoker into the lobby at the bank. So that was awesome.
Questionable
health-wise, but they got through it just fine. Yeah. A little bit of residue today, though. There's still a little bit of... You can tell they did some smoking yesterday.
On the ceiling.
But, so anyway, guess what's going on in Holdridge? Lemon Fresh Days, and he's doing ribs. He's doing ribs for the entire town of Holdridge.
Thousands of people.
He's doing ribs for everyone. Lemon Fresh Days.
What constitutes Lemon Fresh Days?
Is that when you used to go out there, Jake?
I went out there in early June for a two-man golf tournament. I did not go this year for that.
Two-man scramble.
It was not a scramble. Two-man best ball. Play your own ball.
Okay.
No, but
Did you get uninvited? Was there a problem in the clubhouse?
No. I was invited. I chose not to go because, you know, the baby. We just had been gone the previous week in South Dakota. So I said, probably not good for us to go. So it was painful. But I'll try to go back next year, maybe it was a tough decision.
So Lemon Fresh Days are going in, and basically Chris runs Lemon Fresh Days.
He does?
Yes.
He's like Colonel Tom Parker.
No, he's not.
Second time today.
No, he's not. He's an incredible person.
Yes.
But thank you for doing that. He gambles a lot.
Keep going. What is he making?
I don't know. Now you've lost ribs for thousands.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it.
Thank you. Lemon Fresh
Days. There's over 5,000 people that live in Holdridge.
Yeah.
5,000.
So he's making ribs.
I wonder where they come up. Can someone text in? How do you come up with Lemon Fresh Days as your celebration weekend?
Interesting juxtaposition. Lemon Fresh Days and ribs.
Yes.
Oh, it's good. I mean, it's good. Colonel Tom Parker had a gambling problem. That's why I mentioned that. As an aside,
he did a lot of bad things.
I don't know a lot of
bad things.
No show in America.
Just watch the Elvis
has
movie.
Mentioned Colonel Tom Parker.
Yes,
as much as we have today.
Elvis's right hand.
I understand that. And as Bill said, the movie, he's not a very good person.
Well, that's a judgment.
That's a judgment.
It's a portrayal.
I agree.
All right, it's time for Bill's Thrills on a Thursday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation today to plan your financial future. Bill, the floor is yours. We got a cool parenting tips Thursday.
Cool parenting tips. Something hit me yesterday, which I thought tied in extremely well.
There's the flip.
That was a good flip.
Don't ever blow a Jerry West moment.
Mm. Ooh.
Don't ever make a mistake. Don't ever blow a Jerry West moment.
Okay.
Jerry West, the logo was incredible. What I found out yesterday was Jerry West was an incredible gin player, card player, elite gin player. What I'm saying with this, it's so important for you as parents to teach your kids how to play some fundamental card games.
Mm. Blackjack.
That I was thinking more along like pitch and gin and things. Texas Hold'em maybe ahead of blackjack.
Okay.
But I'm okay with that also.
Okay. Sorry.
But the ability to play a card game, could you imagine if you're at the Bel Air Country Club And all of a sudden, Jerry West is there. And, hey, Sip, we need a fourth. You want to sit in?
Oh, awesome.
Can't.
Can't. Don't know how to
don't
play.
Don't know how to play. No. Don't know how to play cards.
No.
God, it was such a staple. Yep. My grandparents taught me, but I didn't stay with it. My parents are not card players. That was not our deal. My grandparents, Rudy and May, were obsessed with playing cards. So I learned how to play some cards. Wish I would have known it better. To this day, I'm like, I wish I could sit down. Because everybody's always like, hey, you want to play? No, not really. I don't know well enough to understand. Blackjack's important. It's important to teach your kids, like, hey, when you split cards and things like that. Yeah, have some idea.
We played on the bus.
Have some idea what's going on. Mm-hmm. Have some idea what's going on. But the ability to know how to play cards is so critical because it comes up quite often.
Yeah, it
does. If you don't have that, you miss moments. Yeah. I just see myself. Imagine that. You're at Bel Air Country Club. You want to jump in for play some pitch? I don't know how to play. See you guys later.
You could have played with Jerry West.
Jerry West for like 4 hours, but I didn't do that because I didn't know how to. Right. Now, if it's some obscure game, it's like that makes sense. Okay.
Gin, though.
Yeah, gin. He was an elite gin player.
Really?
Yes, I heard that yesterday.
That's
it was fun to follow up on that.
It was fascinating.
I'll bet you Bella can play cards.
I bet she can, too.
There's no doubt that if all of a sudden, and Ben can play cards. Can Ben play cards? I can see you guys also going to play pitch or something like that.
Well, why would you say that?
They can immediately jump in.
I don't see
in.
Ben being a card player.
I see Bella. I
ben
see Bella.
Plays cards? Okay, I'm wrong on that one.
You're wrong.
I can see that. Jake, were you a card player?
Well, I could play pitch. I like pitch. Okay. I could play some games of cards.
Kind of like Jake, some.
Yeah. I wish
like
I knew.
21.
I kind of learned, there's a game called Tripoli.
Okay.
I know that game.
You play gin, you play rummy, you play separate, you play hearts. Like you play all sorts of different types of games within Tripoli. And
okay.
So I kind of learned cards that way, too, to several different games within one.
Because Jake would be really
and
smart.
Poker's
he'd be
too.
Ahead of us. He's a card counter. You could tell it.
He plays roulette.
Yeah, he plays roulette.
Likes roulette.
If you want a fun family game, you can learn. There's three games of cards within every single round. I would play Tripoli. It's a great game.
Okay.
Does anyone from the text line know about Tripoli?
Tripoli is a great game. Yes. Anybody
can
out there,
can you describe it at all?
Tripoli is it's like a board. Like you got to put, coins into every single slot. Basically, the goal is to get a bunch of hearts to get points on king, queen, ace, 10, jack on that as well. But you can also get points if you get a straight or the best poker hand. Mm. But if you get
there's a board you play. On.
You can bet on the kitty to get the. Well, not the kitty. I forget. I don't know. I'm
anytime there's a kitty, that's always cool.
You can bet until you get the hand.
Anytime there's
you can
a
call
kitty.
The suit.
Anytime
you can call the suit.
Yes.
Yeah. Or if you can just always say, "Don't splash the pot."
Right.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Just if you don't know Tripoli, please look it up. It's a great game.
Okay.
And you can play for hours.
I would think would the number one game be pitch? No pitch. Know how to play pitch.
Learn it.
Understand it. And it'll carry through for life.
It will.
Also,
that's a good one.
You sit
that's
down, you jump in, it'll change. I thought of this one. They're like, well, Jerry West was an elite gin player. And I thought of myself being there and him looking over and say, Bill, you want to jump in with us? Huh? Can't. Don't know how to play this. They look at you like you're an idiot. You're at Bel Air. Yeah. And there you are.
Bel Air Hotel.
Yeah.
This is a good one. It's a very, it's good advice. Just learn the base. I don't know exactly what the basic card games would be. Pitch would certainly be one of them. Gin rummy.
Anything else, Bella? Any other game
what else
you
is
play?
A basic
That'd
one?
That'd be your basic
well,
one right there.
I just think right now in general, people like to go to their phones. Don't be a phone person.
No.
I've never noticed that.
I mean, if there's a lot
no,
of time,
you're right,
if you're
right.
bored, you don't have to be on your phone for 4 hours. Yeah, play some cards.
God,
absolutely. It's a great,
idea. There's human
interaction. Plus, when you're playing cards at some point in time, you have to put your phone completely down. Completely down. Put it away.
Imagine that.
We got some response.
Anything from the text
We got a lot of texts. On this one today, 464-5685. David from Renew, your auto, lived in Vegas for 10 years. He was in the, he worked at a casino out there. He says, gin, hearts, spades, pitch, euchre, poker, you name it, I do it. So you can play cards with David.
He worked in Vegas for 10 years?
That's right.
Yeah. Really?
At a casino.
Really?
Thank you.
Yep.
That's high level.
That's high level. Cool. You could just, when you talk to him, it's almost, for me, it's intimidating. Talk to David.
Yeah. Why is that?
He's just, you can just tell he knows more
on
every sub. Just what he just said. We talked about cars and he named off 12 things he can play at a high level. That's that kind of stuff.
And he'd kick our butts at those games.
Yeah,
too.
All those games. We'd lose.
You need to start dropping in like 4-2-5 and 4-3 and 3-4 defenses.
That's right.
You know what cover three is?
You want to talk about that? How about three match? You want to do that?
Yeah.
How about two man? Is that the same as cover two?
Let's drop that.
Or is that Tampa two? There's a difference in that one too.
Tampa two. You're dropping that linebacker.
Yeah. The middle run. Yeah. Here you go. Yeah. What do you got for us, Jake?
Yeah, Jeff, the texter says, my grandpa taught me to play five-point pitch when I was 12 years old, and I appreciate him for that.
Five-point pitch. I mean, if you can play pitch, if you sit down and someone asks you to play a game, you're like, well, I don't know about that, but you guys want to play pitch, I'll play. They're like, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we'll adjust to that.
This is absolutely good advice.
What else do you
got? Someone
says,
learn how to play cribbage in high school. Shout out to Mr. Duran. I'm not sure where that he's from, but
Roberto. Hands of stone.
Roberto Duran just Texas. But cribbage is an incredible game.
It is. That's cribbage, a good one. Yeah.
Especially if you have the crib.
Scooter and Rokas is cribbage. Plays. Yeah,
he's staple.
Scooter says he's an excellent cribbage player.
Okay. Oh, I see it. I would never. But, and then if someone has their own board, death blow.
This is a good one. Not every kid learns this.
They don't know how to play. They don't learn it like that.
Pitch, lifetime sport. Yeah, many people say pitch. Absolutely got another one. Someone says, Bill, you and the three-legged stool are coming to the next card party, not saying no anymore. It's from Jake Kaser.
What's that?
Jake Kaser says you're coming to the next card party. You guys are all coming.
He has a pool house. He has a pool house, and they play cards in it. It's incredible.
Where's this at?
What's that? He's on a giant acreage. It's probably 60 acres. Just on the south side of town.
Oh, south.
Surprising. Yeah.
I can't get down that way.
You can't get down that way.
Yeah, they won't let me, but Jake and Bill can go. tell me about it.
You're not allowed to the south.
But the same thing, too.
Simple. What are you
doing? If I go to the card party, there's nothing worse, though, at our age or older, when they go, okay, we're going to teach him how to play, and everybody else can play. They look at you like going, Jake, do you want to go out and play golf for the first time golfer?
No.
No, you don't.
Not really.
You're like, no, I want nothing to do with this.
No.
That's why you have to teach them when they're younger.
Yep.
Now, my brother. Jay would spend time with me. If we came over, just me and Laura, he would spend time because he's that helpful of a person. I was down a lawnmower and he came up with one.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He delivered donuts here.
He did. He's a couple
painting.
Times he's brought donuts
he did
here.
Bring donuts.
On his
I
birthday,
met Jay.
He brought donuts, Taser
painting.
I met Jay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. $68 an hour is the starting rate.
Whoa.
$68 an hour.
Does that sound any good to you? Kaser painting?
$68 an hour.
Yes, it does.
As
a matter of fact.
Anything else on the text line?
Someone else? Spoons, possibly?
Never heard of that. Never heard of that.
Euchre gets another shout out.
But there was a game called...
I've never played
Euchre. There was a game we called King's Corner.
K?
King's Corner.
Sounds fun.
It's kind of a solitaire-type base game, but it played with other people.
Okay, solitaire-based with other people, though.
King's Corner.
And someone else says, I love... Tripoli, Jake. Played all the time with my parents, uncles, and aunts in Iowa.
Did you play it with your family?
Yes,
with Elizabeth's family?
Not. I don't think we played with... yes, we have played with them, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So
both families
play Tripoli. They talk about card parties. That was prevalent in like the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, all the way through. My grandparents, they would go to someone's house, and they would play cards all night.
Friday nights. My dad would go play poker every Friday night.
And they would
at a judge's house.
They would stop halfway through and have lunch. They would stop halfway through, and then at the poker, they stopped at this, and they okay, we're going to take a 20-minute break. Mm-hmm. And they'd have food, probably have a few cocktails like that. But they played cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played cards all night. It could go on for, they might play 7 hours of cards.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Last one here. Someone says regarding Tavern on the Square in the Haymarket. Tavern on the Square has a pitch league on Wednesday nights. 10-point pitch.
Good to know.
See?
So if you want to play
some
pitch.
We just got better.
Hold on a second.
Tavern on the Square in the Haymarket on Wednesday nights has a 10-point pitch league.
So when you have a chance. So there's a lot of Husker fans here. So all of a sudden you're just kind of cruising around. You're doing something whatever. You're walking like that. And you walk into a place down in the Haymarket right there, and Coach Rule's down there with a couple buddies, and you walk in. Hey, we need one more here for
want
to play some pitch.
I don't know how.
Sorry. See you later. Good luck, Coach.
Really.
Instead of being like, yeah, I sat there and played pitch.
That's a missed opportunity.
These are parenting tips.
Cool parenting tips.
Teach your kids the basic card games if you know them.
Yes.
Or you can learn. Now here's the thing too. You can learn them easy now.
Oh, like right now, we can still do it. I don't have a lot of drive to do that. I don't have a lot of drive to.
But you could learn it via the internet really easy.
Yes, the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Call them at 402-730-7387. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Let's play the game show. You guys are 2-1 on the... Yeah, what do you got there?
Can you play breaking news quick?
Oh, hang on a sec. Yeah. Give me 1 second. I'm never ready for this. Here we go. Breaking news. What do you got, Bill?
So there's been some confusion on the Lemon Fresh Days, and I've got something here from Sarah Bueller. Got a hold of that. It says it's Swedish Days in Holdridge.
Oh.
So I've got, but Chris, I double checked it, and he said Lemon Fresh Days. So there's some confusion.
We need a correction sounder.
We need someone just letting us know. We're not trying to give out false information. We just like to have what's going on there in Holdridge. You know, that's one of my vacation.
It is one of your spots, Aurora, yeah. Holdridge.
Yes, there's some places I'd like to go to spend some time. To do that. Shickley. I like to vacation Shickley.
Shickley is a good one.
Yes. If you want to spend a weekend in Shickley, you'd be great.
If you want to get away.
If you want to get... Listen to some Carly Simon.
We should have a correction sounder.
Is Lemon Fresh Days a possible local band that could be at Swedish Days?
That could be.
There's a band, I think, that I'm
being told. That must be what it is. I'm just going...
So it might be barbecue. You might be doing ribs for the band.
For the band. That's what it was.
That makes sense.
I think it's all come together now.
Thank you.
It's all come together.
For Swedish Days, we got Lemon Fresh Day.
Well, no.
You're tired.
No, I said...
You're tired.
And is it...
Yeah, people are saying that's the band. Yeah. So that's the band playing at Swedish Days.
I'm doing ribs Friday in Holdridge. For Lemon Fresh Day.
The band.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, so I'm going to stick by with this.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You should have registered that I do know that they're a band. They're a very popular band. They're not street legal. They're not that kind of a cult following like street legal. But they're working at it. So keep going,
Lemon
Fresh Day.
No, that text is misleading.
Thank you.
Thanks
we like
to the breakers
to be corrected.
For correcting us.
Thank you, breakers. We appreciate that. And learn how to play pitch.
Was that Trevor that sent that?
What's that?
Trevor?
What's that?
That sent that?
No,
Sarah.
That was Chris.
Chris. I mixed them all up.
Yeah, well, Trevor's had
a lot of friends.
He's the right-hand man of Sonny.
Yeah, it's a busy guy. Today's game show is kind of a throwback Thursday. It's nicknames within teams. I'll explain that. Like the Steel Curtain.
Okay.
The Big Red Machine.
Have a chance. Yeah. Got a chance.
I get both
nicknames
of those.
Within those two.
Thanks.
Teams.
Thanks, Jake.
464.
The two I had.
5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic, nicknames within team. Steel Curtain, Big Red Machine, something like that. You guys feel okay about this?
Okay. Yeah, I feel good.
Okay.
I think we have a chance
We have a return caller from earlier. Now, if you remember, in the first hour, we had a call from Anthony, who was on the trail, who spotted a coyote. He's back for the game show here.
Is he still on the trail?
Anthony, are you still on the trail? Have you spotted the coyote since this morning when you called earlier?
I'm not still on the trail.
Okay.
I'm back home.
Okay, he's back home.
Okay. Was the coyote angry? What was his demeanor?
No, the coyote was fine. He was just seemed like he was just
chilling,
going about his business.
Going about his business. There's a lot of rabbits, so he's probably pretty full.
A lot of rabbits.
He's feeling good this morning. All right.
I've killed many coyotes, so.
Yeah.
Wait, what? You've killed many coyotes?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Okay, well, to each their own.
Well, if we work. Let's play the game show.
Bill's a lifeline for Sip for one question, as always.
Yeah, Anthony. I mean, you don't want to know the answer. I mean, yeah.
No, you're fine. No, 100% fine. Yeah. Let's play the game show.
Anthony, here's your first question in the game show.
I'm not going to be good at this.
No, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Thanks for calling.
What professional football franchise at one point had the no-name defense?
Layup.
No-name. Oh, boy, that's a good one. No-name defense was...
Okay.
Wasn't the Killer Bees. It wasn't...
Oh.
5 seconds.
No-name defense.
I need a team. Who
Oakland
had
Raiders.
Oakland Raiders.
Nah, we can't consult.
It's not the Raiders.
We can't consult. Rules. Rules.
You either take Bill or you don't.
Rules are such that we can't consult.
You want to be aggressive. I have a guess, but Now
I wonder if we
bad.
Have the same guess. The no-name defense.
You don't need to take this.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
Why don't we just pass?
I'm going to write it down.
Oh, I can't. I don't think we can do this.
I know. We're not looking.
We can't do this. Can we pass?
It's up to you.
Tell me. I'm going to pass and say, don't tell me it's the Dolphins.
It was the Dolphins.
Dolphins.
You passed,
it was
though.
The Dolphins.
From 1972 Dolphins.
I knew it was the Dolphins. I should have just said it out loud.
He did.
Didn't
though.
I say the Dolphins?
No, you said the Raiders, Anthony. You said the Raiders.
But I was thinking the Dolphins.
All right, here we go.
All right, Sip, 0-0
Are you
tie.
Sure you saw a coyote?
First question, Sip. Yeah. What professional baseball franchise at one point had a trio called the Killer Bees?
I don't know this one.
We want to go back and take the Dolphins on the first.
Wait a second. The Killer Bees?
Yep.
We have to hazard a guess.
Yeah, but you can't lose a point here. It's
what
your
was this?
Question.
This is baseball?
What professional baseball franchise yes. at one point had a trio called the Killer Bees?
Let's see. I mean, what all things start with a B?
5 seconds.
I've got it.
Would Burt Blyleven be part of that?
Five.
I'm just going to... You don't know. I'm going to take a guess. The Oakland A's.
Hang on, I'm writing it down here.
It's not the A's. Do you want that one, Anthony, or not? If you miss this, you go negative one.
Man, you know, I think I know it, but do I lose a point if I...
Yes, if you get it wrong, you lose a point. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to pass, okay. But my answer would be the Philadelphia Phillies.
Good pass. It was not them. What'd you write down, Bill?
Pirates.
It was the Astros. Craig Biggio, Lance Berkman, okay. Jeff Bagwell.
Yeah, wouldn't have got that.
Okay, 0-0. Oh, 0-0 tie. Back to you, Anthony, for the lead. What professional football franchise at one point was nicknamed the greatest show on turf?
Oh, come on.
Oh, that was with Kurt Warner and
Isaac
the Rams.
Bruce.
The Rams.
Brilliant.
The Rams.
That was correct. Isaac Bruce, Marshall Faulk.
Torrey Holt.
Good job,
Jim. That was a good squad. All right, to tie it up, Bills in play. Last question. You guys should get this right, I think. What professional football franchise at one point had its offensive line known as the Hogs?
Oh, yeah. And John Riggins, too. The Redskins. The Redskins.
Brilliant!
All right, the Redskins is
the
correct.
The Commanders.
Now the Commanders. This goes to you guys because the caller got on the
Redskins.
Dot the other day.
What's
up? For you guys, and Anthony,
go
over
man.
Under your number. All right. Kurt Warner threw for a then-record amount of yards in Super Bowl when the Rams beat the Titans in the 2001 Super Bowl. How many yards did he pass for? This has now been surpassed, but at that point, he set the record in 2001. How many passing yards?
I'm going to write a number down,
Bill. In the 2001
yeah.
Well, here, Super Bowl to become the leader at that point, which Tom Brady has now surpassed.
I would go. I'm not saying that's not. I think I'd go a little. This
oh,
way.
Would you go a little under
a little
that?
Bit, a little bit that.
Okay, 463.
Okay, Anthony, over under 463 for Kurt Warner's passing yards in 2001 Super Bowl.
Well, that's a good number. That's a good number. I'm going to go just under that.
Brilliant.
That's a good guess. 414 yards, the number, 414.
I went 426.
Tom Brady set the record at 505 yards when they beat the Falcons in that game.
Wow.
Big comeback.
Brady threw for 505
yards, yeah. So, Anthony, well done. We'll get you bagels, and watch out for those coyotes out there.
Hey, brother. Thank you.
Hey, brother.
All right.
So, we've had
all
the
right,
Dolphins.
Thank you.
We had.
I know. We guys had the new
I knew
it
right
defense.
Away. It was the Dolphins, and all of a sudden, I panicked.
Just didn't take it.
I just overthought it.
Yeah.
I just
happens.
Overthought.
That happens. It's okay. Well, it's still
that's
two
a good
and two
one. That's
weeks
a good one, Jake. I like that game.
I like that. That's a good one. Do that again.
We'll try it again sometime soon.
Big Red Machine.
The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.